one for Ms. Feldman. Is there, have they dropped everything in your case?
I didn't go into, there's sort of a long history after I got out that I didn't go into for any kind of time. Another person was indicted with the charge.
Go up to the mic.
Yeah, you want to, okay. Yeah.
What was the charge?
The charge was, they were investigating animal enterprise terrorism. So I don't know if people are familiar with the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act as a piece of legislation that was passed, just sort of upping any sort of crime that's committed in the name of animal rights. They make that terrorism, and upping the sentencing for that, a huge, you know, increase in the sentence you can get for that. And of course, the designation helps them to prosecute them more aggressively and create these sort of networks and build conspiracy into it. So Scott DeMuth was indicted after refusing to cooperate with, you know, conspiracy to violate the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. They basically were accusing him of being involved in an animal liberation at a University of Iowa research lab where people broke in and they released a bunch of mice and rats that were being, that were undergoing vivisection at the laboratory. He was facing trial, and then at some point they added another charge. They also accused him of releasing mink from a fur farm. And then later on, when he was going to trial, just before the trial, they offered to drop the University of Iowa charge completely, which was the main. It was a large felony charge. The mink farm was in Minnesota. They tied it together in a conspiracy, but it wasn't even under the jurisdiction of the Iowa authorities. They offered to completely drop the University of Iowa charge, finally, as they came up to trial, realizing they had no case on it, if he pled guilty to the mink liberation in Minnesota. So he did, right before the trial, plead guilty to the mink liberation. That's sort of the resolution of the case. No one was ever indicted for the lab liberation in Iowa, and the statute of limitations is now pretty solidly over on that. He is actually, part of the reason I came down to this is because he's being sentenced on Monday in Iowa, so I'm going to go down to a sentencing on Monday. He's expected to get 6 months